Social Security provides benefits for more than 70,000 Alaskans, old and young. Today, Alaska Senator Mark Begich reiterated his support for the venerable program, which provides retirement income to older Americans and turns 75 years old itself this year. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Some blame the country's financial woes on it. Others would rate it to help pay off the nation's debt. Still others call it unconstitutional, but retired and disabled Alaskans say it's just fine. Senator Mark Begich spoke with Anchorage seniors today as he highlighted a new report called Social Security Works for Alaska. Begich called the program a lifeline.
This vital part of our social safety network brings $1 billion to our state and provides essential benefits to 1 in 10 Alaskans. In this year, the 75th anniversary of the creation of Social Security, it has never been more important to take action to protect and preserve Social Security for this generation and future generations.
Begich decried some recent suggestions to turn Social Security into a mechanism for reducing the federal deficit. Social Security is paid for with dedicated taxes from workers and employers.
This report shows Social Security today and for the next quarter century can pay every penny of promised benefit. It's currently running about $2.6 trillion surplus, which is projected to grow to $4 trillion surplus by the year 2025. Let's also be clear, Social Security has not caused the federal deficit, nor does it contribute to the deficit.
The report, authored by Social Security Works and Strengthens Social Security, points out that 71,000 Alaskans receive Social Security payments. About 62% of those are retired workers. Others are disabled workers, widows, children, or spouses receiving benefits. About 1 out of 4 Alaskan natives receives a Social Security check. Robin Hill is the mother of a disabled child who needs round-the-clock care.
These benefits were crucial to providing the level of care that he required. Without Social Security benefits, I'm actually not sure where we'd be at today and where he would be at today in his development.
Although the Social Security program has a $2.5 trillion surplus today, Begich says the program is not without its challenges. Funding shortfalls are predicted for the program by 2037. All the more reason, Begich says, to start the discussion now to ensure the program's future financial stability. I'm Ellen Lockyer.